Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ira Winkler is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Ira's a new friend. He's the president and CEO of Internet Security Advisory Group. He's the author of Corporate Espionage. He's a former member of the National Security Agency. He's has worked in the corporate world as a security expert, and that's what he is. He is a security expert. He's here to talk to us about our own internet security. And as I say, he's our new friend. Ira, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Yeah. This topic that you're here to talk about today is a very important one, because everybody who's online, everybody who connects to the internet, has some level of security or some level of security breach. I mean, if you're online, there are people who are trying to get through to you, either through a spam or through a virus or some mischief or a lot of different ways, and they're either getting in or you're thwarting them getting in. Would you agree with that?
I would definitely agree with that. I guess the big issue is that most of the problem is that you're constantly under bombardment, whether or not people want to acknowledge it or not. You know, you get the spams, you get the emails laden with viruses, you get a whole bunch of solicitations, you browse the internet, you might potentially go to malicious sites. I just heard I have to write a new article now on American Idol security, because apparently the host, I guess one of the contestants, you know, they're downloading screensavers for these people, or they created screensavers, and now one of the contestants, the screensavers are all laden with viruses on them. Hmm. And the thing is that it's simple problems, and a lot of these simple problems, well, all these simple problems for the average consumer and small business are relatively easy to protect, and that's why I'm working with Office Depot to try to get the word out, because there's very simple and affordable solutions. Like, for example, half the problems I mentioned could be solved by updating your antivirus, or making sure first you have antivirus software,
right,
and then making sure, you know, I recommend the suite products, you know, that include antivirus, anti-spam, and anti-spyware to take care of everything.
When you say suite, folks, he means it's a group of products. That's not a brand name.
Yeah, it's a group of products,
right,
and it's many vendors have it.
That also may come from McAfee or Norton or any of those folks. Well, the thing, Ira, that I know you and I are both concerned about is we don't want to get people whipped into such a big panic that they don't use the internet to their advantage. Obviously, that's not good. But no, any more than when people hear about a car wreck, you know, that doesn't stop them from going and getting in their car. Wherever we go these days, there's potential danger. And now we know, after all these years, now we know the internet is no different from our highways.
Yes, I would completely agree, because I use the analogy of driving a car. When you get in a car, let's face it, you can hit the steering wheel and drive the car and go into people, plow into buildings, go across the lines. But we know when we get in a car, we drive safely, put the seatbelt on, hopefully the car is equipped with crumple zones and things like that, and we drive around. It's the same thing with computers. If you go ahead and act naturally, you'll be able to figure out ways to, you know, drive safely. You know, make sure you stay within the lines, as, you know, avoid malicious websites. You know, making sure that, you know, like changing the oil on a regular basis is making sure that your computer updates itself, because all computers basically hackers take advantage of outdated software,
mm-hmm,
and all software these days updates itself, including the operating system, antivirus software, and a lot of the other applications you run on your computer. You have to let it, because the hackers are out there, you know, scanning the internet for vulnerable computers. And the one thing that people don't realize is all it takes is one day of outdated software and you could be attacked.
Well, one of the things that a lot of people what happens to a lot of people, I think, Ira, is they say, well, look, I'm just Aunt Minnie out here in Sheboygan. You know, who would want to get into my computer? What have I got that anybody would want? Well, that's kind of, I know it's kind of funny to folks who know better, Ira, but you know, to Aunt Minnie, it's the truth. That's how she feels. Look, I'm just using my computer to send photographs of my grandchildren back and forth. You know, that's all I want. And they don't realize that there are people out there. And I think it's important, Ira, to identify what I think are two kinds of people out there. One are the malicious hackers, the people who have got too much time on their hands. They're, you know, typically we think of it as being teenagers who are a little too smart for their own good, who are out there just, you know, basically trying to wreak a little havoc. And the other kind is the kind that's really emerging and is the scariest part to me. And those are the folks who are doing this for profit. It's become a multi-billion-dollar business, hasn't it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's depending on the statistics, it's upwards of $100 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is it's like your Aunt Minnie, as you're mentioning. You know, I giggle a little bit because there's what I talk about is the whole concept of common sense. You can't have common sense before there's common knowledge, and we haven't done a good job with common knowledge. That's why, again, Office Depot and I created the brochure, Compromising Behaviors, that's available on officedepot.com/security, and you know, because we put a list of how people do it, because it's like you're saying, there are the, you know, the script kiddies out there, the teenage hackers with nothing better, with all the time on their hands. There's also the professionals who are creating this software, and so for example, one thing these professionals are doing is, you know, they're placing spyware on Aunt Minnie's computer, not mm-hmm. to just steal her, you know, her information, well, to take over her computer, but also what they're doing is they're putting other spyware on the system that allows them to control the system and attack other people from her computer.
Her computer becomes a zombie, doesn't it?
Her computer becomes a zombie, exactly, and her computer is used for extortion purposes. Also, another thing that's related to this is identity theft, and people can lose their identity on their computer. Also, Aunt Minnie should be concerned about, throwing away her things, because a lot of these criminals, they go through the trash, and there's a whole bunch of other things that they go through. So, you know, and even small businesses, because Aunt Minnie gives her information to businesses of all sizes, and all these people have got to make sure that they have a shredder. And these shredders are great for, again, destroying the information. Mm-hmm. We're not just talking about small companies. You know, even large companies like GM had stacks of employees, and individuals should also make sure that they have a shredder that can shred credit card numbers.
Hold on, Ira. We got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back, folks. We're going to talk about how to protect your small business from these whack jobs out there. 20 after. They're pretty smart whack jobs, too, by the way, folks. Pretty smart and pretty tenacious. Pretty determined. 20 after. Stay with us.
Your heart may be. Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the keys?
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and we're having a good visit with our new friend, Ira Winkler, who is the author of Corporate Espionage. You got a new book out, too, don't you, Ira?
Yeah, my new book is called Spies Among Us, and it talks about the hackers, the criminals, and all the other miscreants, as I call them, that you encounter every day, but you don't even know about it. That's the big problem.
Yeah. Can you tell us where it's available?
It's available on all the biggies. You could go to all the online bookstores. It's also in Borders, Barnes & Noble, and a lot of the smaller bookstores, too.
Right. How about your own website?
My own website is irawinkler.com, irawinkler.com.
And folks, Ira's doing a national tour on behalf of an organization that happens to be we both of us actually have a relationship with Office Depot, as many of you know. If you've been listening to my show, Office Depot is one of our corporate partners, and so I congratulate you and them, Ira, on getting this information out, and that's officedepot.com/security to find the little booklet that you produce, right?
Yeah, it's an online. They tell me to stay away from brochure, but it's an online pamphlet. You know, it basically has very quick information about the general problem, very quick information about the solutions, and most importantly, a checklist at the end that gives people, here's something to do. I'd really like everybody to do everything on that list. There's some good products on there that help people accomplish what they need. You know, but the real idea is if you move from where you are to somewhere more secure, that's an improvement. Ideally, you develop the common sense because you have common knowledge and do the simple things. But everything on that list that we have there is really simple and really easy to implement. And frankly, for the most part, costs nothing. You know, I recommend, for example, when you travel, a lot of people have laptops in small business.
Right.
They should get cable locks. And Targus has these locks that, you know, wrap around the leg, and they fit into any laptop computer.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, a lot of desktops, because even desktop computers get stolen. I was once working for a business, and they called me in because a lot of computers were getting stolen. And it turns out what happened was the cleaning people, when they would go through about once a day, you know, maybe once a week every so often, the cleaning crew would take a desktop unit,
yep,
put it in a trash can, throw papers over it, and roll it out.
Yep.
So you could,
yeah,
you know,
that's the reason why, Ira, when I go to a hotel, when I walk by the maids and everything, I mean, and as we said, and listen, most of them are absolutely so hardworking and such great folks, but sometimes you get folks who aren't, and so that's the reason why I basically don't get any service when I'm in a hotel. I just get extra towels and you know, my entire time I'm in a hotel, it's do not disturb.
Yeah.
But anyway, one of the things that I want to point out, folks, is that the security systems that are available from Norton and McAfee and others, those are the two main ones. We actually have both products in our office, Ira. We use both of them in the different computers we have.
Uh-huh.
Folks, every moment that you're online, somebody's pinging you, somebody's trying to get through to you in a variety of forms, and you need to have a firewall, you need to have a spamware, you need to have antiviral protection. You know, I'm constantly getting little notices that I'm being hit by something, and it gives me the option. It actually, the software I have actually gives me the option of letting it through if it's something they've caught that they shouldn't have caught, that the system shouldn't have caught, or gives me the ability to zap it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have that ability, and anybody has that ability, and it's pretty darn inexpensive too, isn't it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, in most new computers, the security suites are already included.
Yeah.
So all you have to do is make sure you update. I know a lot of people feel upset about having to pay the subscription fee once every year, but you know, you have to look at it this way. If the software wants you to, you know, says your year is up, you need to pay your subscription fee. Think about it this way: what would it cost you what would it cost Aunt Minnie if all of a sudden all the pictures of her grandchildren are wiped away in a heartbeat?
Yeah.
What would it cost the small business if all of a sudden their customers' credit card information made it out on the internet,
right,
and they were identified as the source?
Right.
You know, the costs are much more than the actual cost of the software.
And Ira, the thing is when I update, when I renew, I'm not renewing for the technology. I'm renewing for the updates, making sure these are companies who are paying people to stay one step ahead of the bad guys. And you know, one of the things I've learned recently, Ira, is that there was a time whenever there was a breach or a potential breach, you had a few maybe weeks or days to get a fix. Now you've got hours maybe. And so what I want my software updating every day.
Mm-hmm. And the software the software not only does that every day, but these days antivirus software, I mean, I tend to think it does it several times a day that it checks that. And that's a really good thing. But I think one thing I really need to point out, I was a small business person myself. I still am. And, you know, it's really great for people to acknowledge, like you're saying, that, you know, the spyware vendor, the anti-spyware vendors out there, they need their own force of people to keep mm-hmm. updated, to keep you protected.
Yep.
Too many times in small business, we're dealing with, you know, a customer base that doesn't acknowledge that, you know, we need to make a profit too, and these companies do, but you know, they really need to put a lot of research into this sort of stuff. So,
well, and if you realize, Ari, as we wrap up, but you know, it's the what they pay, folks. In my opinion, is pretty darn good value. Hey, Ira, give us that website again, please.
Okay, again, if everybody would go to officedepot.com/security, look for the compromising behaviors brochure,
and Ira, we'll see you next. We'll get you back again. We'll talk about this some more. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Quick break. Right back with Don Lambrow. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.